2011 could be the year that electric cars go mainstream in the United States. Already, two major manufacturers, Chevrolet and Nissan, have released electric models for general consumption and are beginning to deliver on the first wave of advance orders. First out of the gate was the Nissan Leaf, says Jim Bone, co-owner and general manager at Santa Rosa Nissan.
The Leaf was announced well over a year and a half ago, and at that time they started taking reservations through Nissan and collecting deposits, and they garnered about 20,000 deposits in a very short period of time. I've got about 35 orders currently, and we deliver our first ones this month. People have been waiting some time for this car.
But more waiting lies ahead for anyone else who wants one, Bone adds.
We get quite a few calls, but unfortunately, if you're not in that 20,000 database, we can't sell you one. There's just no product available.
The Leaf is also attracting growing interest at the larger North Bay Nissan dealership in Petaluma, reports e-commerce director and lease specialist Ron Corey.
I'm averaging between 35 and 40 orders a month currently. And I think a lot of that has to do with our gas prices. As we see the gas prices increase, we also see the interest in the electric vehicles increase. I've probably averaged 2 to 3 calls a day with folks that are asking if they can get a Leaf ASAP, which, of course, there is still an order process.
The cars themselves, which are currently all made in Japan, have started to trickle in, Corey says, with the pace due to accelerate soon.
We actually had the first one in the world delivered here on December 11th. Currently, we have delivered 10. We have 8 for this month, but then we show 135 for April and about the same for May incoming vehicles. These were all pre-ordered vehicles.
Chevrolet, which builds its new Volt in Michigan, is also hustling to keep up with early consumer demand, reports Todd Barnes, owner of Platinum Chevrolet in Santa Rosa.
Sales have been very brisk. The supply is a little bit light compared to the overall demand, but every Volt that we've been allocated from General Motors has been pre-sold, so we've delivered about 5, and as soon as they get here, they're not even here a day. Customers are pretty excited to pick them up.
The Volt is the first American-made electric car to hit the market. But unlike the Leaf, Barnes explains, the Volt is not exactly all electric, but it's not a gas-electric hybrid either.
It's not a hybrid in any sense. It does run on electric power 100% of the time, but at the point that the battery is exhausted, then the gasoline generator will kick in, thus charging the batteries and using the electric power still to drive the vehicle. It won't leave you stranded.
This combination of power modes is commonly called a plug-in hybrid. Both car companies have shipped demonstration models to their local dealerships in the North Bay, so test drives are now available for interested consumers. Over the next year or so, additional electric car models are forecast to join the marketplace from BMW, Mitsubishi, Ford, and Mercedes, along with several smaller niche electric car makers from Zapp to Tesla. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.